Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. Drummer Borislav Petrov is well known to music fans in Bulgaria with his participation in various pop and jazz bands. But for the first time, he has presented a completely original project. He recorded an album with a band called Jazzenica, and the album also has this name. We'll be right back. The piece you've just heard is called Tansi Mansi. More from Борис Петров.
Български джаз върванист. Защо го казвам това? Защото съм един от първото поколение.
I'm a jazz drummer, one of the first Bulgarian jazz graduates from the Netherlands. I had lecturers from the United States, most were from New York, and I received priceless education. Before that, when I was 19 years old, I was part of the Slank band. We recorded the first album of the popular band. I wrote the lyrics to the song Мой свят, which became a big hit. The reason I started dealing with jazz is my work with the Brainstorm band. There I met Dimitar Lolev, incredible saxophone player and a good friend of mine. And later we were studying together in the Netherlands. Because of him I started to be more interested in Bulgarian folklore too. Before that my ears were shut to this type of music. With the Brainstorm, we played fusion music, but Dimitar always managed to incorporate folk melodies. He started showing me how to play folk music on saxophone. I realized that this was a very complex instrumental language and that I should know more about the traditions. I became very interested in folk music and started to look for contacts with folk musicians. In the album now, one can see the influence. A number of musicians use elements of folklore, and I decided that I also have something to say. Now let's listen to Gagarin.
Thank you.
jazz drummer Boris Petrov has presented the music included in Jazzenica in his usual company.
За моя първи албум поканих мои много големи приятели и
For this album I invited good friends of mine with whom we share similar views in music. Mitko Lolev and Vladimir Karparov play the saxophone. Another important person for me is guitarist Ludmil Krumov, with whom we studied together in the Netherlands. Pianist is Lubo Canev, who lived in the United States until 2013. Bassist is Boris Taslev. It is interesting that I actually wrote the music for them. The name of the band was given by a friend of mine from New Zealand. Because of me, she got acquainted with Bulgarian culture and the Bulgarian words that made strong impression to her ended in Ica, like Lutenica, Krienica, Rachenica. When I told her that I could not find a suitable name for the project, she came up with this wonderful word, comprised of jazz and her favorite Bulgarian word ending. We'll be right back. This was the song Our Table, and there is an interesting story behind every song name in Jazzanica.
Има една пиеса, която се нарича, в албума я пише на английски, Our Table Says Cheers to Your Table. Но това всъщност означава...
There is a song in the album called Our Table Says Cheers to Your Table. The title is written in English, but this is actually a popular Bulgarian expression. It was born during big feasts, when people are many and they say cheers to each other from afar. The melody has the rhythm of traditional Rachenica dance, but it is a bit of a drunken Rachenica. The piece Gagarin is not named after the cosmonaut, as most people might think, but after a folk musician, a saxophonist. I do not even know his real name, but he is a true virtuoso. He always starts with ascending melody from the lowest to the highest pitch, register like taking off. That is why people call him Gagarin. There is a piece dedicated to my drum hero in Bulgaria, Stoyan Yankulov Stunji. Cultural Differences is dedicated to Teodosi Spasov. He has brought me much inspiration over the years. In one conversation, he told me something that I would never forget. Bulgarian folklore has an interesting property. It cannot be tamed. Whatever you do with folklore, there is a part of it which must remain authentic. Our folk music is very different from everything else. I have met musicians for whom it is simply incomprehensible. Yes, they might listen to vocal music, but it is very difficult for them to comprehend instrumental Bulgarian folklore music. I think it is the Balkan soul that will always feel most deeply, the music born in these lands, Boris Petrov says in conclusion.